This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
Happy Thursday, everybody. We are here, Harriet Rose and Nozza. It is Thursday and it's 4 o'clock. I nearly said Friday. Happy Thursday, Friday, people.
It's Thursday, in case you didn't.
It's Thursday somewhere in the world.
Here, now.
Yeah, it's Friday somewhere in the world as well, right?
Yeah. I think, yeah, yes, I'm going to go with New Zealand.
How are you, Tom?
Oh, you're really well, actually, Harriet. Thanks for asking.
It's a real pleasure to have you here with the bunch of grapes that you've brought.
I brought some grapes, treating you like Julius Caesar.
Yes, and you've been feeding me like Julius Caesar gets fed as well.
He does.
It's lovely.
He probably had purple grapes.
Do you think they're more extravagant than green grapes?
Yeah, I think so. I like to think so.
Is it because they're slightly sweeter, do you think?
Oh, I don't really know. I choked on a grape once.
For God's sake.
I tried to crush it between my tongue and the roof of my mouth.
You've got serious problems with choking.
Yeah.
You need to be careful.
I was thrown in the choking when I was little. I wasn't, because that's fictional.
It's from the film Matilda, or the book. Oh, you were about to... Oh my God. He was about to correct me before I corrected myself. I think today's a really exciting day, not only because I'm going to Glastonbury tomorrow and Woo. Tom's not.
Yeah.
No, you're happy for me though, aren't you?
I am.
In a way.
Proud of you. You're playing it.
Yeah, I am.
You're living it.
Blimmin' DJing in it. But more excitingly, DJ Khaled has combined some real smashing vocalists, Rihanna and Bryson Tiller, for... the track of the century, I could go ahead and call it.
Really? That's a big...
I just really like it because I've missed Rihanna. I miss her every day because we are quite close.
I know.
And she's brought me this song as a gift, I think, to the world.
An ode to HR.
Mm. I think I've got wild thoughts at all times. Do you know what wild thoughts are? What does wild thoughts mean to you, I should say?
Well, I think wild thoughts are when you... you've had a couple of drinks and you're looking across the table and you're like, oh.
You're nice.
Yeah. To your girlfriend that you love very much.
Yeah, to no one else.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
Tom Nozza getting wild in the studio.
That's how I get wild. I just have a couple of drinks and giggle.
Yes. Which is actually very wild for you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't you mind. Blooming hell.
What about you? What's wild for you?
Wild thoughts for me... honestly, is like when I've been dieting or like eating healthily for a week, and then it's like, wild burger, wild thoughts about burgers,
wild word in restaurant.
Yeah, like I just want to think about food.
Yeah,
and it's for me, wild thoughts is me thinking about, for example, say a really good bacon sandwich.
Ooh.
That's wild thoughts for me.
Maybe some salami.
Oh, I love salami. Don't mind if I bloody do.
Salami.
Yay! That was a good one.
Thank you.
Sometimes the puns don't work for me, but that one really did.
Sure, it's you. Doesn't really work.
No,
treatho.
Should we call it a day?
Oh, yeah. Bye.
Another one. Another one. We the best.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his red just like he came from Maytag. Rock a wrist on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down the notch. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow. Sure. know all I get is wild thoughts. Hey. I heard that for the taking. I heard it got these going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that back, bouquet. Call me and I could get it, you say. I could tell you gone off the door, oh, yeah, yeah. Careful, mama, why what you say? You say. You talking to me like your new bae. New bae, girl. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl, red, sit on brown liquor. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, 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 wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
Told you.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
DJ Khaled.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Da-da-da, da-da-da-da. Another one, do it, Tom.
Another swan.
Another swan. You sound just like him.
A nervous man.
This is your different versions of it. I like that. I want to talk about the cake smashing that you did last week.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, but you made a cake to be smashed, didn't you?
Yes.
Sounds like a completely pointless exercise, but tell me
that's
more.
That's what my dad said. It's for my goddaughter, Riley Roo. Riley Rose is her name.
But you call her Riley Roo?
Yeah.
Cool.
Or Ruda.
Was she named after me, or...?
No. Actually, they said, tell Harriet... Definitely not named after her.
Right, okay, that's
like,
rude.
I was like, whoa, guys.
That's really rude.
Shut the fuck out, yo.
There's a yo. Yeah, hey, hold like, up, yo.
Back up. But basically, you make a little cake.
And big cake from the looks of it.
And then you put it in front of the baby, and then they just kind of let them go wild with it. She was eating it, and she was loving it, and then smashing it up, and you just take some snaps.
It's ever so millennial, that is.
It is very so.
Your face then was like the best face I've ever seen. It was so agreement of me, but you also look like you've just eaten a sour grape.
Mmm. Yeah.
Did it leave you with a bit of a sour grape taste in your mouth after that?
Because she didn't smash the whole cake up, we still had a bit of the cake.
Oh, with her smashed little hands on it?
No, her hands didn't go everywhere, Harriet. And her hands are very, very clean.
And tiny. Tiny, tiny, tiny hands.
Tiniest hands. She's so lovely.
Yeah, she's beautiful. I've seen some pictures.
She says, hey, baby. She's only one.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
That is very cute.
She'll be flying in the air right now on the way back to New Zealand.
Oh, that's very sad. Yeah. But at least you got to smash a cake with her, though.
Fucking exactly.
I hope you didn't say that to her.
I didn't know.
So all of you out there, if you fancy trying cake smashing, all you need to do is get Tom Nozzer to make you a cake, which he can do, by the way. He left the pub to go and make the cake for the baby.
To be honest, I got home and my girlfriend was making it and I just kind of sat there when she did it.
Right. So is that just like the story of your life?
Well, she did
you
that.
Just sat there while your girlfriend did it.
But then I did the photos and all that, and it was in my studio, so in a way.
In a way.
In a way.
It looks very professional, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations for being good at your job.
Oh, well, you know what? Thanks.
My pleasure. Don't say the same to me. Okay.
I've already congratulated you. You're playing Glasgow earlier.
Yeah, you're lovely. Should we do a bit of music news and reviews?
Yes.
Music, news and reviews.
Bye.
Anyway, couple of shout outs to do. Firstly, Lucky Voice, who we love, you know, the place that does singing, yeah. Karaoke.
Yes.
So now they've launched this incredible thing where you can go, want to know what love is? Lucky Voice can show you. They've done this speed dating night, right, where you sing.
Ooh.
To get dates. Okay.
Okay.
So it's the first UK's first private karaoke company, and it's launching a dating night with a difference, and it involves belting out a karaoke classic whilst gazing lustfully into the eyes of the objects of your desire.
So, for example, I'd go up there.
Yeah. And you say, I've got a girlfriend.
I've got a girlfriend, so I don't need to do this. Thank you.
I'm fine.
Bye. Okay, in a different world where I'm single and really unhappy.
And ready to mingle.
Exactly. I'd go up there and I'd sing a song, like a love song.
Yeah.
And
like then, Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
And then, but then I'm not looking at just one person. There's a room of people, right?
Yeah, I mean, but if you only like one.
Ooh.
You could look.
I'll be a bit intense. What would you sing to get the...
Well, what would I sing?
Yeah.
Probably Wild Thoughts by Rihanna.
Ooh.
And DJ Khaled!
I'll just be a hype man.
Please.
Another one!
Another one. You're so good at that.
I know.
It's weird. You did it last week and I was like,
whoa, is he here?
Whoa. DJ Khaled, yes please. Let me tell you some more. Speed duetting involves the girls taking their place in one of the private karaoke booths to wait for their male counterparts. Said suitors then arrive and serenade the girls before the songstresses among them return the favour. Yeah, just like Grease. So it's like, wella, 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 huh. Tell me more, Tom, do you fancy me?
Uh-huh.
Yes, exactly. It will go exactly like that.
Sit
in a booth. The girls sit in the booth.
I'm in a booth.
The guys are roving.
Ooh. Roving.
The guys are roving around. And I'm assuming in like you go with your pals, so you go in a group. Because it'd be quite awkward if one person was like, coming in.
And they're really good.
And there's like six girls. I mean, maybe that'd be great, actually.
Mm.
Anyway, so you rove around and you sing and then they sing back at you like Grease.
Okay.
Which actually sounds like my idea of heaven.
Mm.
Maybe we should just go anywhere.
And then you just go, you know what? I really like your singing. And then you go on a nice little date and realise you have nothing in common. I'm kidding. Obviously, you'll get married and have a good relationship like I do.
He's got a girlfriend. Does anyone realise he's got a girlfriend?
I don't realise that.
I am in a relationship. Okay. So it's at Lucky Voice Islington with Bumble. You know the dating app, Bumble.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to have a go on Bumble.
Because the girls talk first.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Girls speak
That's
first.
Obviously why it's very much girls are sitting down, boys are walking, roving men. Tickets are only £12 and you get a welcome drink.
Ooh.
Don't mind if I do, to be honest. Don't mind if I do. What can you drink? Aside from a full bar, Bumble users will get 2-for-1. Oh, 2-for-1 glasses of wine and bottles of Asahi.
So let's say you trot along there. And then you
on Wednesday, June the 28th.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah.
At 7 p.m.
Already in the calendar. And then you download the app on the way.
Mm-hmm. Bumble.
Some cheeky drinks.
Yeah, exactly.
2-for-1.
Lucky Voice is on Upper Street. So just do it.
Upper and coming. Not coming like that. Oh, come on. I meant up and coming. Not as in...
Up and
God.
Come on your face.
Well, if the date goes well, you know.
Anyway, so we're going to go and just sing. Maybe me and you can just sing at each other in a platonic way.
Yeah.
You should definitely go, guys, though. Opening is on the... You should go on. It's Wednesday, the June the 28th.
What else are you doing on a Wednesday?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Other than maybe dating someone where you're not getting a free welcome drink.
Oh, what a waste of time.
This week's last request is a goodie, isn't it?
It's based on warmth.
Because we're feeling hot.
We are.
And I've gone for the most standard hot feeling song. Feeling hot. There she is. I'm not sure that's the version I was... Virgin? I'm not sure that's the version I was expecting. That sounds like a version that's on, like, a karaoke machine.
Top of the Pops 2.
I feel like not Top of the Pops 2. And then Tom's... No. In the Summertime, Mungo Jerry. In the summertime, when the weather is high. I want you to win today.
Apparently Shaggy covered that at Strawberries and Cream, which Fubar were at over the weekend.
Did he?
Mm.
I'm getting not... he did a remix.
A remix?
Remix!
Wow.
Yeah.
Was it good? Producers?
Yeah. They're sort of doing a half nod, half no.
Comme ci, comme ça.
Yeah, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So go to the Twitter and vote for... Feeling hot. Makes me want to shake my boobs, that song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then In the Summertime, which doesn't make me want to shake my boobs so much. In the summertime when
the weather is high. Makes me want to walk really, my knees really high.
It makes me want to just stand still and revolve my hips.
Bringing it around town.
Yeah.
around town.
Full 360 for that one. So I think two great songs. I probably would prefer if Tom's won.
That's
but,
nice.
But I'd love you guys to vote for me too. And that's I probably nice. Will vote for myself because I mean, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah.
Who have we got on the show today, Tom? Bit of a busy one today, isn't it?
We do indeed. We have DJ Cuppy coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, sorry. You were asking me to say the next one.
Yeah.
Sherika Sherrard's coming in a minute. She's up first. And then we've got Alami still in the studio and Layla, who we met at Proud.
We did that famous night where everyone was sick.
Yeah.
Well,
the night we went out and got drunk and not everyone was sick. Abby and Tom were sick. Me and Nat were fine. We were borderline sober, having drunk the same amount as you. And she's coming in because we saw her sing and we were like, she's good. Let's get her in. Because that's how we do on the new music show.
So that girl can wail.
Yeah. I wouldn't say wail. That's well, like quite a...
It's from Wayne's World.
Oh, okay.
It means sing well.
Oh, in the Wayne's World.
Yeah, it doesn't mean whales in the big
Crikey.
Guys. Come on.
Loads of breathy breaths today because it's so warm. Let's do some music news and reviews. We said we were going to do it and then we just didn't.
Desert Island Dicks.
Well,
that's
I would
not,
pick...
That's
hot, hot, hot.
Actually, what is your Desert Island Dick?
We've done it before.
Tell me again.
Sure. Probably the Rasmus in the Shadows. Or
oh my God, I love that song.
Or Keen. Anything by Keen.
Anything.
Or Elbow.
In the shadows of my life.
Oh
my God, I love that song. Anyway, music, news and reviews.
Music, news and reviews.
Bye.
Abby says we should tell her she's got a nice pair of lungs on her. I think that's offensive as well,
tell
isn't it? Look at Abby's face. She loves that joke. Was that Nat? It's a joke about tits.
Oh.
That's what you say. You got a nice pair of lungs. Okay, so... Lucky voice, done.
No, it just says it's not about tits, but...
Mark de Clive Lowe is doing a show at Cameo taking place on the 22nd of June in Shoreditch. You've got to go and get your tickets. Go and get your tickets now. Information is online. Mark de Clive Lowe, and it's going to be a sick show. It's happening on... When is the 22nd of June? Is that tomorrow? It's today!
Gah! What
oh, God, I don't even know what day it is.
Go on see tickets, probably.
Yeah, go Google it.
Yeah,
www.google.com, you know it.
Ask Jeeves.
Bastille are hosting their own gig in aid of Grenfell Tower, which is amazing. I've seen loads of people doing a lot of... I mean, obviously, we've got the single that's come out that's with all the celebrities on it. And loads of people are just doing so much to raise money, and I think it's so important. And it seems like... People are doing the right thing to help them, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
People are digging in their pockets and they're also helping with their time and the community over there and across London, I think, has come together and sort of, you know, it's very positive vibes. But you can go and UK Charity Shelter, which combats homelessness and bad housing, has put together the gig. Bastille will be performing a stripped back session. Also on the bill is Jack Savage from Friendly Fires, who'll also be DJing. Metronomy's bass player, Oleg Benger, and... He's performing, and the Boxer Rebellion will be doing a stripped down sesh as well.
Go along.
It's on Tuesday the 27th, so that's next week, right?
Yes.
It's at Bush Hall, so find out where that is and go down, donate, give money, buy tickets, do everything you can.
And have fun.
And have a hell of a lot of fun. And as we mentioned earlier, the song Bridge Over Troubled Water has been released, Simon Garfunkel's song. It features a huge lineup: Rita Ora, Craig David, Louis Tomlinson.
Carburet.
Yep. Stormzy actually does the best bit on the song, I think. He does the opening bit. I love it.
Is it they very quickly come together to do it, which is nice.
Yeah, they did it because Ray did it. Ray, who we've had on the show,
yeah.
And Ray Black, who was our Artist of the Month a couple of months ago. It's an amazing cause, and I think Simon Cowell also personally donated £100,000 to the cause as well, which I think is good, out of his own money.
Well, who else would it be?
No, but sometimes they do it like it's like, oh, I've donated, but it's actually the business that's donated or whatever.
Ah. Well done, Simon, for putting your hands on your big pockets.
I mean, his pockets are big, so...
Clown pockets.
Tom Jones and Guns N' Roses' Axl Rose, party until 6 a.m. until officials shut it down following noise complaints. Did you put those two together? Would you assume they'd be partying until 6 a.m?
I think Sir Tom Jones seems the most lovely, legendary guy, and mm-hmm. Axl Rose seems a bit of a...
I don't know much about him.
He just seems a bit of a wanker. So, but they're both like massive in the world of.
They're
music.
Just massive, huge people, really
maybe
tall.
I can imagine them in the same room, and I imagine them like talking all night and boogieing.
Well, 6 a.m. I mean, Tom, that's late, honey.
I would be like, oh, Tom, can we go? Yeah. Tom Jones, can we just go back to the
Tom Jones, can we go home, please?
Please.
Oh, Delilah, take me home.
And bring Tommy Lee Jones as well.
Yeah, all the Joneses.
Just Tommy Lee.
Just Jones, the Jones family.
Anyone with that name.
Jonas, the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, Mr. Jones.
Me, yeah. officials attempted to end the party at 4:30 a.m. given that the place should have closed at 3, but Sir Tom and Axel were like, no thank you.
Surely they just pay. If there's going to be a fine or anything, they'll just pay, isn't it?
I think that's exactly probably what they
chill
did.
Chill out.
4 years ago, around the release of LP Magna Carta Holy Grail, because I can't understand what that means. I'm reading one that I haven't actually read the story of. It's something to do with Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's name has a hyphen back in it between the J and the Z.
How funny, because I always wondered whether my songs, that's the name of his LP, Jay-Z. No, I'm confused, guys. We're going to have to come back to you on that one, so I've got a clue what that's about. So that heareth concludes our music news and reviews. Do you want to tell everyone about our video that will be coming out later, Tom?
Well, because it's been really hot and it is the week of Glastonbury.
Two things that are facts.
They're both factual. And we were like, we want to make sure you guys just need to take care of each other and yourselves whilst
hug
you're
each
there.
Other.
Don't hug each other because it's really hot. But just make sure that you're hydrated and stuff. So we've given you some safety tips. It's very serious.
Yes.
Watch it. And pay attention, please.
Please be serious, because it's important to be serious.
Yes.
We're very serious.
Not everything's a fucking joke.
It's not. You are being sweary Sally today, I'm not going to lie.
I'm trying to show off.
Yes, I like that when you show off, though.
Yeah. I'm trying to show off.
Yeah.
I'll rein it in.
No, please don't. I'm saying don't rein it in. I was about to say don't Shane it in. Who's Shane?
Ooh.
So, also, announcement. I am actually off on my hollybobs. Going to Glastonbury, going to Ibiza, going to Crete, and the lovely Tom Nosser is going to be doing the show on his own.
Yeah, I've got a couple pals, but not confirmed yet.
He's got a couple pals coming through, and he's going to be doing all of the same things that we do on the show, but probably slightly better than I do them.
Well, yes. I'm going to smash. No, I'm going to be learning, trying to learn the desk as well, which is scary.
Are you? It's very easy once you go for it. You do still, like I did about 10 minutes ago, press the wrong button a lot.
How many shows until you were like, yeah?
Weirdly, we've got a change of order, but that's fine. Also, I forgot I had a chat with Alfred Quantro as well, all about Quantro, which you guys are going to love. It's all about alcohol.
Yum.
And I recorded at 11 a.m. so I was...
You got any Quantro with us?
Yeah, we do. We have loads of Quantro. We can have some in the studio if you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Anyway, sorry, what were we just talking about?
How long did it take you to feel comfortable on the old desk?
Oh, the first time I did it, I was really, really scared, and it was way easier than I thought it was going to be. Because it was just a lot easier than I imagined. That I was literally, it's going to be like long pauses. But I did make a mistake every episode for about 2 months.
Okay, so I've got two shows. Is it like spinning plates?
Yes.
Okay.
But also, a lot of the time, it's about knowing how to fix it when it goes wrong.
Ooh, yeah.
Because that's something, I remember one show, I was just like, guys, something's gone wrong. And I just had to just say that because I didn't know how to do anything. And Nat comes running in.
Breaking through the door.
Yeah, which she will do, I'm sure, for you. I mean, she might not. She might let you just sort of waver for a minute, just like, help me! She does that, be quite funny radio.
Knock me down a few pegs.
Yeah, make sure you know your ranking in this place.
My place, my Ian ranking.
Because I don't want to come back and you think that you're Harriet Rose.
The big cheese.
Yeah.
Mr. Fromage!
Do you think you'll start calling yourself, like, Harriet Rose?
Probably not.
Why? Wouldn't you?
I just think I'd probably use my name.
That's weird that you would use your name.
We're going to record loads of new jingles. We're going to really mix it up.
Yeah, you're going to change the whole show and I'm going to come back and it's not a new music show. It's a death metal show.
Yes. You see Ed Miliband doing Napalm Death the other day?
Yeah.
God.
I didn't see the interview. Was it good?
I only saw that bit where he's trying to...
Also, what? Does he do a radio show?
I think he's just now like, I'm a joke. Let's just cash in on that.
Oh, he's covering Jeremy Vine. That's so weird. He's an MP. What?
He sounds like this.
He eats sandwiches, weirdly.
Bacon sandwiches.
Yes.
Oh!
That was him. Did you see that Anchorman thing? Where they... The Channel 4 parodied Anchorman with the Channel 4 BBC, and then he was in it as well. And they took the piece out of him for the bacon sandwich. I thought that was very funny.
Yeah.
You should check that out if you haven't seen it. It's actually very good. Christian Guru Murphy's my favourite.
Yeah, he's great. Christian Guru Murphy. Yeah. Big fan of him.
I'm a huge fan of him as well. I don't know what...
Let's get him in here!
Oh my gosh, let's talk some serious news with Christian Guru Murphy. I'm sure he's got a lol side as well.
Oh yeah.
He obviously does, because he did that lol Anchorman thing.
Yeah, no, I think he's got a lot of character, that guy. And he's not afraid to say what he thinks.
Exactly. He tells people how it is.
He does.
We need someone like that in here.
Yeah.
Should we play a bit of the new Calvin Harris?
Oh, yes, please.
This has also got a plethora of stars on it. It's called Feels, which, by the way, is like a shortened version of Feelings.
Oh.
Got all the feels, you know? It's like the kids, that's what the kids say.
I think it's been around for a few years, that. Expression.
Featuring Katy Perry. Pharrell, who I like now, is not Pharrell Williams, just Pharrell.
Pharrell.
Pharrell. And Big Sean.
Who's massive.
He's big. Oh. Time. Big time. Big time Sean.
He needs double doors.
Oh, that's mean.
Pay to get in paid attention. Like, you mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. Yeah, yeah. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with the hoes. I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch feels.
Don't be afraid to catch these feels.
Ride your cup and chase through.
Radio presents sticky blood.
Coco's here.
Toddler's here.
Someone said toddler, you must have an omelette on toast.
Omelette? Omelette on toast?
On toast?
Did we speak about eggs?
Have we ever talked about... Have you ever had an omelette?
I've had an omelette, yeah.
And why do people think you haven't had an omelette?
I mean, big Nelly, I really appreciate getting in touch, but I can have an omelette without having to go on tour. Yeah. I can have one when I get home.
Yeah, for real. Maybe you do. You must have an omelette. I love that.
Maybe yeah, you man, need shout an omelette. Each and every time, but omelette live.
Every Monday, Sticky Blood from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
All my ladies, all my ladies, wind to the left, split to the right, drop it down low and take it back high. Bitch, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction. Wind to the left, sway to the right, drop it down low and take it back high. Bitch, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction. You see me, I do what I gotta do, oh yeah. On the gas, there's no need to queue, oh yeah. Me and my crew, we got the juice, oh yeah. So come here, let me mentor you. Well, some say I'm bossy, cause I am the boss. Buy anything, I don't care what it costs. Stack like casino, I'm Monte Rostino. If you're the supreme, then I'm Diana Ross. All my ladies, wind to the left, sway to the right. Drop it down low and take it back high. Bitch, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction. Wind to the left, sway to the right. Drop it down low and take it back high. Bitch, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction.
Step one,
report to the dance floor when I say, oh yeah.
Step two,
tell mom you'll be out too late, oh yeah.
Step three,
pull up your bumper, cock up your waist, oh yeah.
Step four,
grab somebody now face to face and say, say that you're bossy cause you are the boss. Buy anything, you don't care what it costs. Act like a casino, I'm Monte Rostino. If you're the supreme, then I'm Diana Ross. All my ladies, run to the left, way to the right. Drop it down low and take it back high. Bitch, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction. Run to the left, way to the right. Drop it down low and take it back high. Bitch, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction.
Yo, send me up everything when you want, put it on me. They that not the realest talk, cause she don't play. It's them love all the way me do me thing. Y'all love it, back up on it. Y'all love it, stop up on it. Bad gal, no for the thing, no for the thing. Say enough for the thing, bad gal, mashing up the thing, mash up the thing, burning.
Say that you're bossy, cause you are the boss. Buy anything, you don't care what it costs. Act like a casino, I'm Monte Rostino. If you're the supreme, then I'm Diana Ross. All my ladies, run to the left, sway to the right. Drop it down low and take it back. Bitch, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction. Run to the left, sway to the right. Drop it down low and take it back high. Bitch, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction. Bitch, I don't need introduction, follow my simple instruction.
That is the brand new one from Jax Jones. What do you think of that, Tom?
Very dancey, isn't it?
It is. Did you dance to it?
I shook a leg.
Didn't see you dancing.
Didn't you not?
Didn't see you. Oh. No, I did actually. You're doing some good dancing.
Below the desk, I was, oh.
What?
I was going.
Sorry, I don't understand you.
That means going dancing.
So that features Steph London, who we like on the show, and we've had her as our artist of the month.
I recall.
Jax Jones, who did that song with Ray. It's all very interlinked.
It is, isn't it? Small world.
Now we're going to introduce Sharika's in the room. How's it going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I've not turned your mic up. Look at her pointing at me. I don't know how to do my job. How are you?
I'm good. Hot, but good.
I know. We're all very warm.
It's very warm indeed.
Warm, we have to get quite intimate as well when we take photos out in the green room. And it is warm for those photos. And I've got an open back. I apologise if you had to touch my back because it's probably really... Also, I find in the heat... We all really overshare like I just did then. No one needed to know my back.
I think when you're already like a sweaty person, it's kind of like you're seeing like so much of me right now.
Yeah, it's. Like... I mean, luckily I don't actually, I'm quite weird. I don't sweat like in a normal way. Like on my face, I just go really red. Don't sweat at all.
I had this deodorant that actually killed sweat glands.
Yeah, I don't know how good that is for you.
What I was just about to say.
I think it's really good because I used to wear suits at work and it was hell. But now, well, not now, but dry as a bone usually. Oversharing, exactly. You're right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feel the need to go.
But I feel like maybe I should try out that deodorant.
Yeah. Am I right though? Like, this guy I met in the post office yesterday, who was from Jamaica, because he said he's basically like, I absolutely am loving the heat, but I've got a trick to stop, because he was wearing a shirt. He wears a t-shirt under his shirt, so the t-shirt absorbs all the sweat and it doesn't go through to the shirt.
But then you're extra hot.
I know, but he did look like he wasn't hot at all. He was like, chill.
Nah.
No, seriously.
See, he's too much about the appearance. Sometimes you got to think about yourself.
Exactly. Yes. Like, just take the shirt off. Just take it all off. I'm wearing a swimsuit. This is a swimsuit. Which is meant to
just
be wet.
Just the light off.
Well, it's just meant to be wet. So, like, you know, starts, I mean, to go on, you know.
I'm wearing Speedos under the shorts.
Yes. I mean, yeah. I mean, you should have just worn Speedos.
No.
I was about to say to school. This is not school. Anyway, let's talk a bit about you, my lovely. So we're going to... There's so much going on for you. But first off, I wanted to talk a little bit about your busking, because every time I see a busker, and I've got a lot of friends who started out as buskers as well in the music industry, I think it looks like one of the most terrifying things in the whole world.
You know, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
Like, you do have some stories and you're just like, why am I doing this? You know, you are very exposed and people kind of think that they're allowed to come and like get in your face because, you know, you're on the pavement and you're singing.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, if you have the confidence and you're kind of like, yeah, I am here, but I have your right to be here and I'm singing, some people do kind of read there and they're a bit like, you know. And sometimes I do gigs now, you know, sometimes you can get a gig and it can be so packed or a horrible venue that you're like, I can't wait to get back on the on busking. So,
because it's like open air freedom.
Yeah.
When it comes to picking a set for doing a live gig or doing busking, how do you go about choosing what you...
Yeah, it's completely different. It really does depend on the venue, but with busking, it's like, oh, let me throw in like a bit of Ed Sheeran or something. Everyone's like, oh.
Yeah.
And then you throw in your song afterwards and it's like, oh, because they stick around because they hear something that they know.
Very
clever.
They
stick around for your stuff and then you sell a CD and then, yeah.
Very clever.
Yeah.
Very clever. So you're business minded, obviously.
Yeah, you go.
But your track, Give Me a Job, which you wrote, which I've seen the video, of course, it went viral, of a guy who like goes around filming buskers, right? And there's a few of those on YouTube, and he filmed you singing, and you talked a little bit about the song at the beginning, and it was all about you just coming out of uni and being like, I can't get a job, which is actually something I think 90% of the population has been through.
It's funny because I used to be like quite embarrassing in that song, like, especially even at gigs, like before I even started busking, and people used to come up to me like, oh my god, you're singing my life.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh god, it's actually really embarrassing, like, how many people are in that situation. So
it's sad, but it's also, that's what makes the song so lovely, because it's so honest and you're so you're like connecting with the audience on another level.
It's getting something that's relatable, isn't it? And you've obviously tapped into something which a lot of people are feeling.
Yeah.
Did you go to uni?
I didn't go to uni.
So you didn't? Did you have a job? What did you do? Do you have a job?
I went after college. I went into doing running and stuff like that on TV.
Oh yeah,
TV
of course
stuff.
You did. Of course you did. So interestingly, some people say that's an easier way to do it. It's not going to uni and doing
I didn't stay for the full 3 years. So after the first year, I was just a bit like,
this isn't worth it.
It's not really worth it at all. I was doing a music degree. Well, you know, so you don't really need that to do music.
Yeah.
But it was also that I was like, wait one second, I've been gigging around London all the time. I know my own contacts and stuff, so I might as well just go and do it. But I think I've always lived in London, so I think if you're someone that's coming into London, it's very different. So
I would totally agree with that. I think if you need uni, you need uni. If you don't need uni, don't go to uni. I completely agree with that sentiment. But you going to uni for that 1 year came out with this amazing song.
Yeah.
How did you feel when it sort of went so viral?
It was more like, wow, like, again, like, I've written that song, like, on my own. And it's funny because it's like, the song's quite quick. It didn't take too long to write.
Yeah.
And so when a lot of people were like, oh my god, I love this song, and I was like, oh wow, it was great. And it was the first time, you know, realizing how much like social media can help you, and also just being a musician, just being able to say, okay, all these people have connected with me, so I'm gonna try and keep this fire alive, do more things, try and connect. So it's just just making as much out of it as possible.
And then your old mate Seal came down and he sang one of the best songs in the world with you, Kiss from a Rose.
I know. You know what the funny thing is, like, when I went to school, my friends were like, you need to learn this song, it's the greatest song. And I was like, oh, what is it? And then we learned it, and then a few years later Seal
that's
comes.
Crazy, because I was thinking when I was watching it, I was like, I wonder if she knew the song.
I think he was like, because I said to him, oh, I know Kiss from a Rose. And I think, like, because he was finding other buskers,
la, la,
and
la,
the person before, like, the busker before, like, wasn't really sure about the song. So he was like, do you actually know it? Like, sort of, and I was like, yeah, I know it. And he was like, actually looked surprised that I knew the verses and stuff like that.
And then you went and did a gig with him afterwards,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Greenwich and a gig in Brussels as well.
That is the kind of song that when you do karaoke, you think, that'd be a great one. And then it's the verses you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then the chorus, you're like, yeah, you go
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, everyone joins in.
Which
yeah.
actually links very well to our game that we're going to play with you in a minute. Oh. After you've done your performance, we've got a game that I made up in about 10 minutes. So we'll see. I thought this was a really good idea. So I hope it is good.
It is good.
Tom, just before you came in, was like, how do we play this game? I was like, well, I don't know. I just wrote it. But it's all about misheard song lyrics. So we'll play that in a little minute. But you're going to sing us a song now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to sing you Give Me a Job. Sing you that song.
Yeah.
So, cool.
Education blanket just got pulled from my feet. Man, I really had to leave. It was some funny degree. So I got to know my feet. I'm gonna work to the top, but I never thought the bottom will be so damn hard. Had to fill in applications, taking up all my time, just to get generic emails saying no, not this time. And at Job Center Plus, they got no sympathy, just a bunch of angry people and they're covered in bling. Oh, please, mister, give me a job. I got 3 A-levels and I'm no criminal. Yeah, my mama lets me eat, but she moans when I sleep. Like my daddy always said, girl, she never is pleased. With friendly conversation, I'll give them my charm. I'll be so hot on my feet, you'll have to ring the alarm. And don't worry about my pension, cause I'll never get old. Well, I'm hoping that by then technology will evolve. When it comes to writing music, man, I'll work through the night. When it comes to inspiration, man, just look at my life. But I'm never giving up, because this passion is mine. So I'll never be that loser rioting through the night. Oh, please, mister, give me a job. I got 3 A-levels and I'm no criminal. Yeah, my mama lets me eat, but she moans when I sleep. Like my daddy always said, girl, she never is pleased. Oh, please, mister, come on, please, mister. Man, I'm no criminal.
Amazing. I always feel so weird when people perform in the studio, because I'm like, there's loads of talent going on over there. There's I'm just standing here. That was amazing. Your voice is beautiful.
Oh, thank you very
so
much.
Was that more or less nerve-wracking than doing busking? Doing it with two weird people sat staring. Just two.
You know what? It's so funny. I did like the So Far sound gig. Yeah. I did one of those the other day. And I started getting nervous and I was like, God, this is so intimate, to the point. And when people are giving me this amount of attention, I'm a bit like, ugh.
I saw it though, it was really intimate. Like, it was completely packed, yeah. And they were right up to the edge.
So it's a weird thing, because I think like with busking, you're kind of a bit like anonymous in that way. Like, even though you've got your name there and stuff like that, people are kind of walking past. Sometimes they give you money for so many different reasons. Sometimes they really want to hear every single word you're saying. Sometimes it's like, oh, this is nice, I know this song. So there's different reasons why you get attention. So I think, you know what it is? When you busk in a new spot, it's quite scary. But when it's a spot that you're always going back to, even though obviously the people change all the time, because you know what you're doing, you know where you are, especially on the South Bank where I usually am,
which is nice, exactly.
So it's a nice setting. Sometimes if you're like, I don't know, kind of like right next to like a bunch of taxis and stuff like that. Like the other day I did Oxford Street and it was actually okay, like as a place.
That's what I see and I'm like, no.
You know what? I said to myself, you know, one of them things where they say like big things never come from like comfortable like decisions. And so I was like, you know what? I feel a little bit rubbish today. Shit, since we're allowed to say that.
Yeah, you can say that.
But got off and I was like, you know, I'm just going to go to Oxford Street, just go and do it. And I went up there and it wasn't that bad. Like, it really wasn't that bad. Like, even for, as like people were applauding, like, some of the taxi drivers just started beeping. So it's like, you kind of feel like, yeah, you're not getting people, you're not getting the same sort of like reaction as on the South Bank. People are kind of a bit more chilled and not like rushing around a bit. People are wary of what's going on, you know. It's just, I think if you're someone who demands 100% attention, then Busker isn't for you. That's what I always say to people.
I think anyone who likes music, whenever I walk past any Busker, you're always consciously listening to how good they are. I think you always are aware.
Yeah.
Like, even on the underground, for the Buskers in the underground, yeah, you can't help but be like...
Every time I walk past a Busker, I always turn my music, like, turn whatever I'm listening to off and listen as I walk past.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. And also, like, as a former musician, being a musician, it's like really good research for yourself, because you like organically see like the people who's buying your music, people who stay in touch and stuff. So yeah, I think it's good for everyone to do, but then if you're someone who's just in it for the attention, no.
Do you ever like see when you're playing something, you're like, oh, I'll change this song quickly to another one, can you see a crowd where you think they'll probably like this?
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes especially like in the evenings when you get a lot of couples and stuff like that, say, oh, let me do like a little slow one,
just
little love song.
Just do breakup songs.
Yeah, even those are gone. You're even doomed. Those like the one that I know. But it's just
it's gonna end.
Don't buy her anything.
Yeah. Dump her
just
now.
Give me
she's
money.
Cheating on you.
She was here yesterday with a better looking guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right, let's play a little game. So, in this game, we're going to read you misheard lyrics, and you're going to try and guess what the real lyrics are. Okay, I'll kick it off with one that you should know from Seal's "Kiss from a Rose," which you performed with Seal. On the South Bank, which is like my dream come true, except for me performing it would be horrible, but in my dreams I would do that, and you did it.
It's true. No, it is mad, like, saying that I've done that.
And
it,
he's cool, man.
He's really cool.
So the most misheard lyric apparently from this is a kiss from a rose on a crate. So do you know the real lyric for
on,
that?
On a grave. What, is it grey? On a grey. On a grey.
Yay!
I kept saying grave. If you look at the recordings, I actually kept saying grave.
This is what I mean.
So I thought, this is like a really deep song. So obviously when I learned it, I was just really young. You know, you like some of the songs you listen to when you're that young, don't know what it's about.
No, that's the thing is that that song comes up as one of the most misheard songs. There's so many. There was like five for me to choose from of wrongly picked. You go next.
Yeah, this one's from Hot Chocolates, You Sexy Thing. It's... I remove umbilicals.
Which I was like, who said that?
Mate, I think that's someone that must be a doctor that's just working overtime or something.
Yeah, I think maybe, or someone that's just, I mean, having a baby? I don't know. But what is the real lyric?
I believe in miracles.
Yes! Yep. Already doing very well. Now, this next one is from Red Hot Chili Peppers. I might need to get you to sing this.
Fly away on my sofa.
Yeah.
Say what?
It's more like, I actually don't know. Fly away on my sofa.
That's what I
the thing
did,
is, I know the song, better? But
the song's called the Zephyr Song. If that helps.
I don't know.
I just realised I mouthed it to you behind the mic.
I know. I was like, I was going to say,
it's fly away on my Zephyr. Which isn't even a word.
See, I would never have got that. The thing is, I was surprised because I don't really know a lot of their songs.
No,
but I was like, I do know that one. And I know that I never understood what those words were.
I think you're going to know the next one. This is a good one. You're going to do it all right, shall I?
You can do it.
This is from Kings of Leon. Oh, no, I can't tell you what it's from because it'll give away the title.
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah. Oh, dyslexics on fire.
I love that. I'm dyslexic. That's like
amazing. It's a good one, right?
It's a really good one.
But it kind of does sound like dyslexic on fire.
I don't know. I think it's a bit of a stretch.
Dyslexics on fire. I mean, I don't want to see any dyslexics on fire, but...
I think especially, like, that's the sort of thing you'd say, like, you know when people are really drunk and they just make up their own lyrics, that
I think
would
that's
happen.
Exactly what all of these have come from.
No, especially being a busker, like, when you learn songs and you actually look at the lyrics, it's
you're
actually
like, what
is this? Is this it? And then when you're singing, it's like, it feels wrong. It
it's
feels
very
wrong.
Confusing. So what's the real lyric?
Your sex is on fire.
Yeah. Up next, this is for you, mate.
It's Will Smith. Kick a chicken. Kick a chicken with it.
Kick a chicken.
Getting
with
jiggy
it.
With it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Kick a chicken with it, because that is completely doesn't even vaguely sound like that.
I could see him selling that lyric though.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a good one. From Bryan Adams' Summer of 69, which is, you know, have you seen that one?
I saw him like with Phil when I went to perform him in Chester. So, like, yeah, I've actually met him.
I like Bryan Adams.
Name dropping now, aren't I?
Yeah, you just pick those names up off the floor. This is so you should know this one then. I got my first real sex dream.
Oh my god.
You should know this because you use one a lot.
Yeah.
Not the sex dream, but the real lyric. I got my first real sex dream.
Six string.
That's
yeah!
it.
Yeah, I got my first real six string.
I don't actually play; it's just a CD playing in the background.
I love that you were literally. We were just trying to help there. His charades and my charades are not the easiest things.
My last name's Sherrod. So yeah. You know,
I should have done Sherrod's charades. That would have been a good game. Oh, next time. Very visual though. Yes, not so good for the radio. And then up next we've got this is you, Dire Straits.
Money for nothing and chips for free.
I wish. Dire Straits, do you remember that song?
No idea what that song is. Sorry.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Too young.
I want my MTV. Huh.
How old do you have to be to know that song?
102.
Sting was a guest vocalist on that song.
Was he?
He's the backing vocals, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you can hear that. The lyric is... money for nothing and your chicks for free. Oh. It's actually quite a controversial song if you read the lyrics. It's actually got elements of like bad stuff all the way through it.
The video is dog shit as well.
Yeah, it's like a really old school vintage retro.
It does sound like something you'd get on your t-shirt, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Rock. Well, congratulations, you win because you got more than right than you got wrong.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I was actually a bit worried. So.
No, you smashed it. You absolutely busked to the max. I mean, we actually busked for you kind of then.
Yeah.
Oh, you actually did, in a way.
Yeah.
I did a documentary once on busking.
Did you?
From Busk Till Dawn, I called it.
Oh my God.
We get so many dogs like, do you mind doing a documentary? And some of them is like really like interesting questions. And usually it's like, how much do you make?
Yeah.
Do you get people shouting at you sometimes?
Was that you, Tom?
No, I did it. I busked. So I did it. I followed me
so
busking.
So it's all about you. Oh. All about me.
It's a school project, so you know, easier. Huh.
Yeah, but it's weird if someone comes up to you and asks you how much you earn.
I do. It's been really interesting. Like, obviously, I file my taxes and stuff like that, and I've actually become a first time buyer.
Congratulations!
Yeah, I know. Smashing it.
Being a busker, like you'd think, like because obviously they ask you questions, what do you actually do and stuff like that. I thought it'd be like, no, but they were like, yeah, if you're put it into your account and stuff like that, it's just like any other job. So I think it's more like for me, it's if I take it seriously and everyone else does. So.
Yeah, that's very true. The world will take you seriously. Mm. Wise words. Well, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
I think we're going to play We Don't Need a Reason,
okay,
which
great.
Is your track that has been chosen by Spike Lee to be used in his Netflix series, yeah. She's Got to Have It. Whoa!
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's really, crazy.
Just going from strength to strength, from great thing to great thing, from Seal to Spike Lee to Harriet Rose and Tom.
Exactly.
Probably a bit of a low point.
No, this has actually been really great. Like, guys, like, it's actually been really fun.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for having
Tell
me.
Everyone. Tell everyone. Well, can you introduce this one for us?
This song is called We Don't Need a Reason, and it's just basically about having fun on your dates.
So. Oh, yes.
Waiting for a weekend to prove this crazy life we're leading. Dinner for two, finally me and you. I'm a show off so the champagne will go pop. I guess I'm celebrating all them dickheads you've been dating. Now you feel good on my arm. You'll see by the end of the night that baby, we don't need a reason to go into the city, get lost. Thinking we're philosophers, we're just so drunk. I got you naked. Sorry, I do know my place, but sometimes in this world, baby girl, we just gotta get lost. So go ahead and lose yourself, girl, and show me how you love this song, girl. We getting higher and higher, and everybody's only staring, cause they know that we got it on lock. Yeah, I'm
exactly what you're needing. And girl, it's time you start believing that you look good on my arm. You'll see by the end of the night that, baby, we don't need a reason. We don't need a reason, baby. Thinking we're philosophers, but you're so drunk, oh baby. Swiping left on Tinder or just signing on to Match.com. And people wonder why they're single and so damn desperate to mingle. And you look good on my arm. You see by the end of the night that, baby, we don't need a reason.
We don't need a reason, baby.
To go into the city, get lost. Thinking we're philosophers, but you're so drunk, oh baby.
So much to Sherika for coming in. What a babe. Alami still is joining us in the studio.
Yeah,
we're all suffering. It's hot.
Yeah,
but no, we're here to have a nice time. It's a little bit cool in here, right?
Yes, yeah, all right.
It's a little bit chill. How have you been doing?
I'm good. I'm just trying to fight this hay fever right now.
I know, it's the worst, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Those damn flowers.
Apparently, yeah, this year is a lot worse for pollen count. Apparently,
it feels like it because I've been sneezing for like the last 2 weeks. So
everyone I know who has it, this year has been the year of the, like, the worst they've had it.
Nah, I've been crying and sneezing every day. So, but
you can blame it on hay fever if you want.
Yeah, no, it is hay fever. There's no reason for me to cry.
No, there isn't, because Guide Me Out EP is out.
Yeah,
Cash came out featuring Notes, which dropped on Grime Daily.
Yeah.
Sick EP, absolutely love it.
Thank you very much, thank you.
How's it been going since the release?
It's been going very well, actually.
Yeah.
Like, even Cash that got put on the One Extra playlist last Friday. So my first playlist on BBC One Extra. It's not my first play, but it's my first playlist on BBC One Extra. Got a couple.
Which is a big deal, actually, because it gets played sort of every day, right?
Yeah. Like, I knew it was a big deal, but I was like, oh wow, like, and then I just got on with my day when I found out of it. I was like, oh wow. Then my dad was like, wait, you know this is a big deal? I was like, oh, like, okay.
It's
like,
huge.
Yeah.
When your dad knows it, it really,
yeah,
really is a big deal.
Yeah, it was, yeah, I don't know. I think everyone around me is a bit more excited. I'm just trying to make more music and just trying to stay focused, to be honest with you.
Already? You've only just dropped the EP, you're a busy man.
Yeah, but I got to, If I really want this, I need to keep working.
That's true. Yeah. That is it.
And Notes features in in the EP on Cash, and you've got a couple other collabs on there. Who's your favourite to work with?
I think the last track is a girl called Tay Imogen, and she's like a R&B soul type singer, and she came in. And I don't know, I think that's just my favourite song. The last song, the title track, Guide Me Out, because it's like, it's just a song, I don't know how to describe it, but it's really real, and it's just me like opening up to my audience and stuff like that. So I just liked working with her as well.
And I guess the songs that mean the most to you are the ones that you're gonna feel like.
Yeah. So I think working with her was my favorite, because she was really able to, I don't know, just bring a different type of emotion I've never brought to music before.
What kind of traits do you think someone needs in order to be good to work with in terms of like music, like writing together, or
well, they gotta be a good person first. if I don't like you, then yeah, it's a bit hard. But I mean, someone that listens, but at the same time they can give their own ideas. Someone that someone that's fun to be with anyway, because it's like work. It's like you two together in the studio, like you have to be able to vibe. And
I don't like him.
That's like a big gap. It's just
I
hate.
Really don't like him. Nah. Which, but it's tough, but at least you get to work with nice people.
Not all the time, but you know, you that's
win,
life. It's
you
life
win some, you lose some.
Yeah,
I say that every day when I have to speak to him.
Yeah.
No, but that's nice though, and it's good to have those tracks that you have that memory of as well. You're like, this opened up a new side of me and what I want to do with music. So it's kind of like cool in that sense as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're going to be playing live. You're going to be out and about. Are you playing anything this summer?
Yeah, I don't even know my next couple. I think I've got something coming up soon.
Where will we find out? Follow you?
Yeah, on my Twitter, on my Instagram.
Yeah,
Lammy Still, OLAMISTILL. I think I've got a couple of dates, but I don't really know them because my manager has them, and I don't know.
Yeah, they deal with the funny.
I'm not really thinking about the dates too much. Like when it gets told to me, yeah, you gotta go there, I just go and I make some on time. But I don't. I forgot the dates that I've got. I'm not gonna lie.
Do you like playing live? Do you enjoy it?
I do definitely. It's a bit hard sometimes. Like sometimes when certain crowds don't know you, but then it's kind of your job to make them know you through your performance. And I say, like, as long as one person, like sometimes you have good shows where people know you, but as long as one person leaves or comes up to me at the end saying, "Oh yeah, you're sick," then I feel like it's been a good day, it's been a good show.
I think that's a really good way to think, because actually that's completely true. If you get one fan from every show,
because then they're gonna tell their friend, their sister, their brother. Well, if they care that much about you, they're gonna tell that person about you, and then. Your following's growing, your business is growing.
One person's going to go out to you, but there's a lot of people that won't bother you.
Yeah, there's some people that look and then they just go home and follow. Like, have you ever been somewhere and then someone's kind of followed you after you've been somewhere?
Yeah.
Like, it's a bit weird, but then they're just shy to approach you. You get what I'm saying?
They don't want to bother you.
Yeah.
You get that all the time, don't you?
Constantly.
He just goes to like Aldi and he gets that.
Like followed by the security.
Always. So you got a song called All About the Dough.
Yeah.
Now, we know this is about money.
Yeah.
But we thought we'd play a little game with you. Do you like pizza?
Yeah, that's weird, because that's actually, growing up, that was one of my favourite food.
But yes!
I don't know how you knew that, because
I am actually a mind reader. I'm a clairvoyant. Yeah. So, if you really like pizza, this is a great quiz for you, because we thought we'd do it because of your song. So we're going to call this game...
A flip on the words.
Yeah, we're going to learn all about the dough today. And this is a quiz about how much you really know about pizza, okay?
I don't know that much about pizza, you know, I'll just eat it.
You're going to learn some stuff today, I think. But we'll see how we go. Don't worry, because we don't really know much about pizza. We just eat it. Do you eat pizza, Tom?
We'll be by your side.
Do you eat pizza?
Yes, I eat pizza.
I love pizza so much. So I can't listen to your song without feeling hungry, which is difficult for me.
But it's not actually about...
No, it's about money.
It's about money. No. Though,
but in my head, the only dough I know is dough with carbohydrates.
Yeah. I just listen to it and feel skint. So.
Yeah.
To be fair, that song is a story. It's not necessarily... Like, even if you listen to it, at the end of the last verse, it says, "Then I woke up and it was all a dream." So it's kind of like... It's some of it's real.
It's where you're going.
Yeah, but some of it's real as well, because some of the struggles that are in the first verse aren't necessarily in my life anymore. But then some of the good things that's in the second verse hasn't... It's just a projection of what I want
to do. I like that, though.
So it's actually a story, it's kind of, and the video's coming out as well.
Oh, when's that coming out?
Hopefully this month. I just spoke to my director and he said he's finished the edit. So
it's all done, you're just waiting for the release date. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's do this game then. So this is the Learning All About the Dough game with Alami Still. Which was the first city in America to start selling pizza? Because you know it started there America. I mean, Italy.
I feel like it's Chicago. I feel that.
Do you know what? I've got options for you here. It's not Chicago. But that's weird, because I would have said
as
well.
It's either Chicago or New York.
It's Boston, New York, Philadelphia, or Trenton. So it's New York, right?
I would say New York.
Correct.
Okay.
Lombardi's in New York is credited as being the first pizzeria in America.
Do you know what? I thought it was Chicago. You know that? Have you seen that?
Chicago town.
Yeah, I thought it was...
I agree. That's why I thought of it.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Chicago, man.
No, you were nearly right, though. Okay, here we go. Which pizza chain was the first to offer stuffed crust pizza nationwide? Domino's, Little Caesars, Papa John's, or Pizza Hut? I know this one.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah, I think that's true. Yeah. Yes.
Wow, I really eat too much pizza.
No, you don't. You eat not enough. Although they might not have invented it, Pizza Hut was the first chain to offer pizza with cheese stuffed in the crust on a national scale.
Fucking love it.
It's my favourite pizza. Okay, which Chicago chain is credited with inventing the deep dish? Giordano's, Lou Malnati's, that sounds weird, Pizzeria Uno, or Gino's East? I've never heard of any
of
those.
You see, I'm not that into pizza to know.
Just guess.
I don't know. The Gino's East sounds like...
Let's go with it.
I don't know.
Oh, no, okay. We're wrong. It's Pizza Uno. And no one cares.
Should know that one.
Guys, can I just say, Lou Malnati's is Illuminati.
Is it?
Lou Malnati. Maybe it's a fake name. Maybe it's not a real pizza chain. But if it is, then steer clear of them. Pepperoni is the most popular topping in the US. What's the second most popular? Sausage, onions, mushroom, or extra cheese? Extra cheese.
Probably extra cheese, because they're always talking about their, like, their extra cheese on their pizza and stuff like that.
Oh my God, we're wrong. Sausage. It's sausage.
Oh.
Americans love sausage more than any other topping, except for pepperoni. Surely pepperoni and sausage are like the same thing.
I thought it was extra cheese, because you always hear them talking about
cheesy everywhere. Maybe they do that pizza as well, though. Maybe that's the standard. Maybe their pizzas already have extra cheese on.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay, what's America's least favourite topping? Mushrooms, anchovies, pineapple, or green olives?
Probably pineapple.
Yeah, fruit.
Wow. Wrong, anchovies.
Yeah, but who gets anchovies though?
I do. I love anchovies.
I don't even know what anchovies are. Yeah.
Little tiny fishes.
Fishes?
Mm, they're
so
really
they put
good.
Fish on pizza?
Yeah, it's really good.
Wow.
Blasphemy.
What's the name of the pizzeria that delivers to Kevin in Home Alone?
Wow.
I haven't got a clue. Panucci's, Little Nero's, Little Puppies, or Luigi's?
Luigi. Sounds like Luigi's.
I think so too. Oh no, wow. Little Nero's. We don't care about that question anyway. And then this is the last one. In which country did the first tomatoes use... What? Used for pizza originate? Oh yeah, in which country did the first tomatoes used for pizzas originate? Italy, Greece, Peru, or India?
I want to say Italy, but I bet you it's just India or something like that, because I keep getting them wrong.
Peru.
Wow, I keep getting them wrong.
No, you got loads right.
Loads.
After a while, I just started getting wrong.
Yeah, but like the last two were wrong, but you still win. Don't worry.
What's
you smashed it.
I mean, if you asked me about like rap music or hip hop or something, I'd have probably got full marks, you know.
Yeah, but that's why I wanted to ask you something completely random and confusing that you'll walk away from this and be like, they did a pizza quiz with me. That's weird.
It's a bit different.
Alarmy, before you go, we play a game on the show called Desert Island Dicks.
Desert Island Dicks.
Yeah, Desert Island Dicks. And it's where we send you to a desert island,
mm-hmm.
And you are stuck with one song for the rest of your life, but it's a bad song.
A bad song?
Yeah, it's a song you hate, and that's the dick about it. That's why it's a dick. So your Desert Island Dick is the song you dislike the most that you'd be stuck with.
I don't really think there's a song I dislike. I like music.
So it can be a song that maybe you've loved, and then you've heard it so much that you know if you sat on that desert island, you couldn't listen to it ever again.
I don't know, you know. It'd probably have to be like a theme song or something, like something annoying. I don't know.
But like, do you remember Animal Hospital?
I don't even know what song it is. I think, do you know what song? Do you know what song would annoy me? Like, on, you know, YMCA?
Yeah.
Because it's like...
Because
it's like, it's a nice song, but it's like, after a while... You're just stuck on the
it's
island.
It's so annoying.
And you're hearing
YMCA.
You'll get fed up after a while.
Yeah, also, there is no YMCA there for you to stay. You're living on the beach,
yeah,
babe.
Yeah, like, you just get tired after a while.
Yeah, no fun. No fun at all. Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat
with us.
You're welcome. We're going to play Cash now. Can you introduce it for us?
This one's called Cash. So if you like cash, if you like making cash, if you like getting cash, then this one's for you.
Go and get the EP, it's out now, Guide Me Out. Thank you so much for coming in.
I'm falling in love with a door, while you fell in love with a whore. Play with my money, your head will explode, yeah. Cause I fell in love with a door. I fell in love with a door, oh yeah.
I be counting this P with no tax. Every day we running around for these racks. Most you niggas spending your pounds on these yachts. All my niggas shutting it down, we don't chat. Every day we up for the G's, believe that. Nigga, I ain't fucking around, I need stacks. Never spend a buck on a B, that ain't bad. Fam, I'm trying to double my cheese, I need cash. Freaks get grab up, beats get bad up. Said he got G's, but his P's don't add up. Couple AC's, now the team all swaggered. Man, I chase green all week, no salad. Rip tracks, no reasoning. They're all whack, or them niggas ain't G with it. They talk smack, but them niggas ain't beating it. We got beef, tell a nigga bring seasoning.
I'm falling in love with a door. While you fell in love with a whore. You play with my money, your head will explode, yeah. Cause I fell in love with a door. I fell in love with a door, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Pound in a dollar,
for the guala. Tryna make cake, no time for a dropper. If it ain't cash, don't talk to me. If a nigga don't grind, then it's more for me. All I see is pound signs when I fall asleep. I need whips all white like Oral B. Chicks that pack 4 times a week. If you wanna get rich, no time to sleep. Put her in a Louis Vuitton, that's light beat. New chick looking Solange, I might breed. Every day we blowing this dough just like weed. Me and notes counting these notes just like sheep. All my niggas jugging and cooking me grimy. My niggas winners, I got them beside me. Remember when I never had none of the Nikes. Broke days are nothing, I put them behind
I'm
me.
I'm falling in love with the dough. While you fell in love with a hoe. You play with my money, your head will explode, yeah. Cause I fell in love with the dough, yeah, yeah. I'm falling in love with the dough.
I'm falling in love with the dough.
While you fell in love with the hoe.
While you fell in love with the hoe.
You play with my money, your head will explode, yeah. Cause I fell in love with the dough. I fell in love with the dough, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose with Nozza on FUBAR Radio.
Discovery 4 computers now have primary control of critical vehicle functions.
Roger, roll, Discovery.
Ain't no point in playing it safe. But I know your role, better state your case. When it all falls down, better know your place. Just give me 3 feet and an ounce of... Space. You should want to embrace. Space.
Discovery, going throttle up.
Rip up and ravage, make it a habit to damage. Whole lot of baggage, you will not manage. I'm the full package. Why do they talk like I am not established? That is so callous, they are the saddest. Why are they so full of malice? Making up fallacies, I'm in my palace. Blazing up the chalice with Alice. Cause I'm a gallus and I'm the baddest. It's not a travesty, call me your majesty. Sometimes it feels like the world's on my phallus. Push out my chest and I big up my status. Where's all the trappers? Where's all the clappers? I am not shaking, no need for my rackers or apparatus. Put in the work and spend money on motors and slappers. Why are we fronting like it even matters? Why do they make me feel guilty for getting this money like muscles in tatters? Sitting there trying to realign my trackers, driving me crackers. You bloody stackers should get off my knackers. Give me the gas and the matches. I've been through hell when I swallowed the ashes. Running this thing for so long as it happens, I'm knackered. All of my enemies broken and shattered. Sprinkling hate, they're all over the shop and they're scattered. Chatting my name till this day and I'm flattered. I am not easily rattled, don't follow the cattle. So quiet your chatter or you will get battered. Can't find enough time to dine on these rappers. All of these MCs are looking like tappers. Fuck all the swine and their bodily gases. Roll with the rasses. Babylon's calling me, nobody's fooling me. I do not roll with the masses. But big up the jungle, it's massive. I am not timid and I am not passive. Messing with me, you must be on some acid. Done with the racket, I will get it right. All my problems disappear. Feel like it's magic, it'll be tragic. Ain't no point in playing it safe. Gotta know your role, better state your case. When it all falls down, better know your place. Just give me 3 feet and an ounce of space. You should wanna embrace space. Don't pit up and leave them hanging. I'll be down man to man, hitting with the open hand. Release the angle, world star. You could get dealt with one camera. Understand my grammar. I don't start a list, but stammer. Watch me blaze the beat. I must admit, it hits just like a hammer. It's a banger for the man. Them on the street and in the slammer. Bang your doors for the cause. Breaking laws, breaking jaws. Open pores, poking boards, taking scores. And be sure, never let a brother get one over yours. Never put money over whores. Maybe always crazy flawed. It's a myth. Life's a gift. Made me pause. Catch my drift. Smoke a spliff and getting them drawers. Paid the cost to be the boss. Ball and floss. Jesus died. He nailed himself into the cross. Still couldn't please these backwards shit cunts. Why would I take a loss? Giving a toss. Know your worth. Hold your turf. Fuck the earth and shake it off. Brothers on my line. Talk about your rascal. Break me off. The wafer soft. I'm taking off.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Lift off of mission 41D. The first flight of the orbiter Discovery. And the shuttle has cleared the tower.
Ain't no point in playing it safe. Gotta know your role. Better state your case. When it all falls down, better know your place. Just give me 3 feet and an ounce of space. You should wanna embrace space.
All right, lift off and the clock is started. Yes, sir, reading you loud and clear.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around.
but because they are hard.
Fubar Radio presents
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
We are joined by Jest.
If you could magically rid the planet of one thing, who or what would it be and why?
Rupert Murdoch's media monopoly. Yeah, such a huge amount of the media, or the mainstream media, is controlled by this guy. Even down to Vice, he bought a controlling share in Vice. People think it's some kind of alternative hipster form of, you know, it's owned by Rupert Murdoch. Over the last however many elections, you see things like just by being able to get Rupert Murdoch to make the Sun readership go from being like the Sun is a pro-Labour paper to it's a pro-Tory paper. It's kind of crazy.
Every Monday,
Sarah Love and My Sticky.
From 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back. We're in the studio, FUBAR Radio, joined by DJ Cuppy.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to be here.
Your glasses are amazing.
They are a bit ridiculous. I wish the audience could see what they were like.
They can. We've got cameras, don't worry.
Oh.
They're not live streaming, so they'll find out later.
Yes.
You look fabulous.
Thank you. I'm actually hiding behind my very awful face, but
I do it all the time, except I have nothing to hide behind, so I'm just here. I hide behind Tom sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I just embrace it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's a good way to live, I think.
I love that. Teamwork makes a dream work. Right?
That's why we brought him in, so that I'd have someone to hide behind.
as a shield or as in I'm a distraction because I'm what?
your own insecurities playing there.
Okay. I'm getting a little like follower, sort of like leader, you know.
That's definitely what's happening here.
Okay.
This is the Harriet Rose show, not the Tom
with.
No, I'm joking. This is our show together.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
We're lovely to have you here. So tell me a little bit about the Cactus rooftop series because it's coming to the closing.
Yes. We've got a big grand finale. So I basically set up this party, which is inspired by tropical sounds. So I'm from Nigeria and, you know, in the last couple of, I guess, months, really, Afrobeat music has taken over and it's had an impact that I think it's deserved for a long time. And I'm all about fusion. So for a long time, I've been remixing a lot of sort of pop records in an Afrobeat form, and hopefully we'll get to hear one of my remixes.
Yes.
But so the party was fueled by that kind of like fusion experience. So we've got a rooftop which is at South Place Hotel, which is actually in a Michelin restaurant.
Ooh.
And every Sunday we turn it into this wild like tropical oasis which is called Cactus on the Roof. And I'm really excited because we've been doing it for 3 weeks. We're actually all sold out now, which is, I mean, it's nice, but it's a bit sad because you always want, like, you know, more people to come. And we've got this amazing lineup. You know, I'm a female DJ and I moved to London like 9 months ago from New York. And I feel like, you know, female DJs sort of need to, I guess, become more of a collective unit. So I decided I literally want an all-female lineup. And that is what we have.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
I think it's really important for that in the industry at the moment, because a lot of women DJs do say, because I'm a DJ as well, but only, you know, every now and again. And I do find that it's, people are always really shocked that you can DJ and you're a girl.
Absolutely. It's interesting. And you would think London is just so, it's at the forefront, I would say, you know, of music. And it's one of those, it's the UK music scene is one that is always sort of forward thinking. And I would have thought that there would be more kind of like, I guess, there would be more support, I think, as well for female DJs. Because coming from New York, in New York, you know, it's not a big deal. And you see female DJs doing amazing things and they're scratching and they're being celebrated. And here, you know, it's like, it's almost like you've got to have other talents. You can't just be a female DJ. And I didn't understand that until I moved here. So it's like, okay, well, we've got to figure this out, you know?
It's so true, actually, when you say that, because I'm a presenter and I DJ as well as that, because it's like, it was almost like when I started presenting, it was like, well, you should DJ too.
Exactly.
And I've always wanted to, and I always used to go out and see girls and guys DJing that I thought weren't great, and I was like, God, if I ever do this, I'm gonna be good enough that people won't notice that I'm like, because the only time you ever notice when a DJ is really bad is when they're really, really bad.
Like awful, yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're just enjoying yourself, you know? And I think that's the thing, isn't it? It's finding that, like, why don't we have in the UK that sort of support for the women?
Yeah, it's the strangest thing. And also, just in general, when we look at, you know, DJs are doing amazing things, like, female DJs should be able to put on their own records and actually become, I mean, DJs at this point are artists. So, yeah, I mean, I would love to do that and also inspire and encourage it, because you know, I just don't think there should be a limit. Already female artists find it difficult, and it's interesting that female DJs do the same.
I hear that, especially in sort of the club area of DJing, it's very male dominated.
Literally. So when I moved here, I did a lot of West End gigs. And I mean, literally, I would, my managers are female, we would go to the front of the queue and be like, oh, we're here. And they're like, oh, ladies, you know, what guest list are you on? And we're like, I'm DJing.
Yeah.
You know, it's really crazy. And it's almost like, and even just the approach, I think, like when, or when I'm swapping with another DJ, you know, maybe I've got,
whoa.
Yeah, I've got like prime slot, and you know, the people start looking worried, like, oh no, like she's gonna ruin the party. And you know, I don't normally.
Yeah, I mean, only once every now and then.
I mean, yeah, when I've had way too much to drink.
Yeah, when there's been too many glasses.
And
of.
I'm like, yeah, I just wanna play like Macarena.
Yeah. I just want to play Rihanna over and over again.
Literally.
I did one DJ set, actually, that producer Nat came to, and the person said to me, can you stop playing so much women?
Wow.
And I was like, no.
Ooh. Wow.
No.
That's a bit weird to notice that.
Yeah.
It was like their vibe, because I play a lot of 90s R&B and hip-hop.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love
and
that.
So it was like fun, happy music, and they were like, yeah, there's just not enough. It's just too girly, too female. And I was like, wow, that's a new one.
That's stupid.
Wow.
But there you go.
What an idiot.
I know, right?
You would never say that, would
no.
you?
No.
Tom loves
play
girls.
More.
Tom would never say that.
Tom loves girls, because that's what, on this show, he comes in and he always wows the girls.
I mean, look,
charm.
He's wearing pink and it just blends so well.
Pink exactly. to make the girls wink.
That's the plan.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But you're sold out. You're all sold out for the weekend.
Yeah.
Are you excited? Are you looking forward to
I
the
am.
Last party?
I am so excited. And I'm really excited to have, like, you know, all these amazing female DJs. And it's going to be great, because it's like everyone plays slightly different. But what I have found is that it's not a very, I mean, our crowd, they're a bit demanding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so in the last, we had Jamie Lang last week, and he did such a great job at DJing.
Mr. Made in Chelsea.
Mr. Made in Chelsea. He was our guest DJ. But I mean, you know, the crowd, they've been drinking. It's a daytime party. You've got to come with those records.
Gotta come with the bangers.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, once you, it's a bit daunting. So, yeah, it's great, but it's going to be so interesting to see how this weekend works out. Of course, a lot of Jamie's fans were there who just want to see him anyway. Yeah. So it's like, you know, he just puts his hand up and says, like, ah!
Yeah.
But
he's
I
got
mean,
quite a big female following, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he has. So that helps. But, you know, it's also interesting how females react to females.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's going to be an interesting dynamic. But I've got the big, big job of closing it.
Whoa.
I've got the closing set. And, you know, that's after everyone has played everything that exists for the last 8 hours.
That's so true, because it's like, actually, 8 hours is so long.
Eight
There's going to be
long.
Nothing left.
I mean, yeah, I'm just going to have
to... But you
to
do the remixes and stuff, so that's different kinds of styles of music. And also, a lot of the time, I just go and I play what I want. And then
yeah.
No one cares. Like,
they're
know,
drunk.
Yeah, they just want to dance. So just play the new song by Rihanna over and over again. DJ
what?
Khaled.
Oh my gosh. That
wow,
actually,
wow,
that
wow.
was my go-to last week. Like, and then I mixed it in with Maria Maria by
oh,
Santana. So I'm gonna
yes.
that's gonna be, but I mean, think about it, everyone's gonna play that song. It's kind of like, you know, it's gonna be played,
but
it
I
is
love
such
that,
a great
that
record.
Mix though, because obviously it's got the Jules Santana like backing
yeah.
on it. Oh my god, it's gonna be great. Also, the sun's gonna be shining.
Yes, it's like I was looking at, I don't know whether I was looking at, I mean, the weather, but we've had to do that for the last few weeks, and it's like every day. So Saturday it's raining, and then Monday it's raining. Sunday is looking like
hot,
pretty good.
So you got some goodie bags down there as well. Tell
I
everyone
do.
What's in the goodie bags. We want a goodie bag.
I want a goodie bag.
We have lots of different things. So we've got nowandthen.com. They've got £50 vouchers,
wow.
which is really exciting, and they've got really cool stuff. We've got True Nopal, which is cactus water.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
It's pretty popular. It's really good. I mean, you know, with the whole cactus theme. So
it's
they're one of our sponsors.
Brand. Very on brand.
And then we've got Red Bull, but we've got the sort of the tropical flavor.
Oh, I didn't
yeah,
even know that.
It's a yellow can.
Oh, yeah. Didn't even know that existed. No. That's a tropical Jaeger bomb waiting to happen. Ooh.
Literally. And then we've got Smashbox products.
Oh, lush.
I love Smashbox.
You love Smashbox, don't you? You don't know what it is.
I don't know.
He will love Smashbox.
Sounds like
yeah. something that you would like.
And then we've got other goodies that I just... Oh, and we've got a Cactus Mix CD, which I made, and it's also my SoundCloud, and it's this sick fusion, like, tropical oasis thing for an hour.
And we're going to play one of your mixes in a minute.
Yay!
Cold Water.
Yes!
But before we do that, we play... I've got a couple games to play with you.
Oh, gosh.
First one's just a question and answer. We play a song at the end of the show, and okay, because it's been so hot...
Yes.
We've both chosen songs related to being very hot.
Ooh.
So my choice is this one, Feeling Hot. And then Tom's is In the Summertime.
In the summertime when the weather is high.
So which one are you feeling today?
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
Yay! Oh, you're
it's
upset
fine
with me.
I'm so sorry, Tom. I mean, don't when you maybe worry. She should have played yours first. You yeah can't really compete with that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you still couldn't compete with it even if I played it second.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's fine.
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
Me. He always loses. That's why he gets really annoyed about
I'm
it.
I'm winning on Twitter, though, so it's fine. Yeah, it's
well,
fine.
Well, I haven't voted yet.
It's fine.
Please, will you go and vote for me?
I will go and vote. That yes is going to be my priority.
Now I need to win because you've upset me, Tom. So what are you going to be doing in prep for this weekend? Do you do any special, like, routines in before you do a big DJ set?
Oh, that's a great question. I like to have a drink before.
Of course.
Which is quite nice.
What's your favourite?
What's
your tipple?
My tipple. I used to be a G&T girl.
Yeah.
But that has changed as I've grown older. The age of 24 has changed me.
Yes.
I'm so cultured now. So now I like whiskey and coke.
Oh yeah, that is cultured.
I know. Look at
that's
me.
That's like a proper adult drink.
Yeah, yeah. Or like I guess so. It's Hennessy. I guess that's cognac, I believe.
Ooh.
And Red Bull.
Hard.
That's when I'm really going for it.
Go hard or go home.
I wanted to.
That's what DJ Cuppy thinks.
I wanted to hark back to previous Cactus days.
Yes.
With you had some footballers.
Yes,
DJing.
Yes, I did, which was so interesting. So week one, I had two Premier League footballers, yeah, and week two, I had just one. And you know, it's interesting taking these guys from the field to the decks is phenomenal. So. Like,
were they
found it, they some were better than others, but they found it really difficult.
Aww.
And it's amazing because, like, if you put me in the middle of the field, I just wouldn't know what to do. And, like, they were like, there's so many buttons. Oh. I mean, they really, really made an effort. But I don't... Some of them, one of them, I think, will flourish.
If
yeah. I told him when he's got Ibiza, I need my
10%. Yeah, yeah.
The other two may never DJ again. I don't know. I hope so.
I bet I can pick who smashed it.
Go on. Because do you know about footballers? I don't know anything.
I bet Berahino was good.
Yes, Berahino was good. He was good. How do you know he was good?
He looks like he'd be. He knows
yeah,
what he's
I
doing.
Mean, he
yeah.
parties. Yeah.
He
looks like what he's doing with a pair of decks. He knows what he's doing.
And he's known to be a bit of a party boy anyway.
Yeah.
It's Berahino. So
hey, you know your football.
I like football.
He knows his football and I don't. And I never, ever let him talk about it. So thank you for letting me.
That was your moment yes. to shine.
Yeah, thank honestly, you. It's made him so happy. Off. Final game is a game called Desert Island Dicks.
Island Dicks.
It sounds so exciting.
Yes, it's exciting in a way. DJ Cuppy, Tom and I are sending you to a desert island to live forever on your
ooh,
own.
Ooh.
And on this island, you're stuck with the worst possible song you could imagine over and over again for the rest of your life. And that is your Desert Island Dick.
Wow. Where's the dick part?
Well, you that know is. How you call someone a dick?
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's like, I'm a dick because
like
I've
annoying.
Made you. Yeah, like, you're a dick for making me
oh,
pick this song.
Wow.
So it's like, this is my desert island dick, the thing that really annoys me
wow.
the most.
What's your least favourite song?
But can it, I mean...
It can be a song that you once really liked, but you've just heard it so much that you're like, stop.
It just has to be Macarena.
Yeah.
It's just that song. Like, that is like, I have such a love and hate relationship with it. Like, when like, my manager knows I'm getting, like, too tipsy when I play it. That's like my cutting point, you know?
It's like, turn her off.
But then, you know when a song sometimes just works really, like in weddings it works,
oh,
but then
yeah.
it doesn't work in like a West End club when everyone's like drinking champagne. Yeah, it's the start, it's the...
Yeah.
Everyone's like, ah! Or they're like, oh my God, yeah. get this awful person off.
Do you know what? There's a few songs like that, isn't there? There's a
yeah.
few songs that it's like, I go to play it and I'm like, this could, well, I
what
go.
About that, there's that Barry White song, you know,
Oh,
What's it called?
My Last or something.
I keep trying to sing it and I've got the wrong song in my head.
They play it at the end. It's like Go Home. And when it starts like
My Last, My Everything. Yes. Abby just told me in my ears. Yes.
That song.
And how does it start? It's like boom, boom, boom. Is it like, I can't remember. But it's like, yeah, that's a good one as well.
Yeah, it just, you're like, oh no.
Oh no. It's the end of it. I also like to play Kiss From A Rose by Seal. Kiss
From A Rose.
How does that even, oh, yeah, because then everyone's like, you know, like crying and making out with each other.
But isn't that a really long intro?
Yeah. Wow. You have to cut it really short.
Sounds kind of Green Sleeves-y at the beginning.
Yeah.
Wow, that
long
is
ting
epic.
As well. Long ting.
Wow, I love that.
Well, thank you so much for coming to have a chat with us.
Thank you for having me. I've had so much fun.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Congratulations that it's all sold out. I hope the girl DJs smash it.
Me too.
And let's play a bit of Cold Water. Will you intro this for us?
I will. This is my remix of Major Lazer featuring Justin Bieber. It's Cold Water. It is called the Cold Water Refix.
And you can go and check out more of your mixes on SoundCloud and on YouTube, right?
Yes. Woo. /Cuppy Music.
Yes.
Thank you.
yourself in time out.
Shame on you.
Lately you've been feeling so good, I forget my future now for pull out.
Afternoon.
Evening.
Oh, sorry, Tom. I didn't
come on, Harriet, wake up.
Do you know, I deliberately didn't put your mic up because you usually say something weird when I put the mics up just before the song finishes.
Just a little giggle.
Layla McNeilance is in the studio, so pay attention.
I am.
Layla, how are you?
My cup,
Harriet.
It's fine.
Yeah, sorry. We're a bit flustery on this show.
Oh, good.
Now, okay. Let's tell everyone how we know you, because we met you at Proud Camden.
Yes.
And you were performing, and we just had a bloody lovely time, didn't we? This was before you were sick.
I was sick the next day. I wasn't sick that night.
Oh, was that my fault?
Oh, this sucks.
This is actually why we brought you in, because we're like, you need to be told that you made everyone sick.
Sorry, guys.
No, you didn't. You were amazing, and we really enjoyed ourselves.
We threw some requests at you, and you played them.
It was great.
Still, to date, the best request I've had, though, to be fair.
Cool.
Well, we do like to try and impress while we're requesting.
They'll be like, oh, should we do a radio show? So maybe you should come on.
We're drunk.
We're really important.
Yeah. And then you came in, you were like, oh, not that important. These guys seem very unimportant.
Hey,
she's nice. We like her. It's lovely to have you in. You're going to play a song live for us in a minute, aren't you?
Yeah.
What are you going to play live for us?
I'm just going to do one of my originals that I wrote quite a while ago, yeah.
Love that. And you're part of a band, right?
I am, yeah. Duo, neo-soul type stuff.
Yeah, it's a good vibe. And you just released your debut EP, is that correct?
Yeah,
how's that
February.
All going?
Good, yeah. It was just nice to finally get some music out. And we're going to start working on a new one soon. Hopefully.
Amazing.
How do you say the name of your band?
Oak. Yeah, like the tree.
Because I googled it.
Because I was
that.
Like, oak could be okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okie.
Okie.
Like. Okie.
I like it, though, because it's an interesting, makes people think.
Yeah, well, also, it's like, as long as you know how to write it and find us, then we're not that bothered.
Does it translate to anything? Or does it mean oak as in, like, it's just another way I write an oak as in wood?
It's just, it came from
the wood.
Actually. Yeah, I wish there was like some
no, I like
deep
that.
Meaning.
Yeah, there's really not deep at
all. We all love a bit of wood.
Everyone loves a bit of wood.
Save the rainforest and all that. So how is it, you know, because in a way it's kind of like busking at Camden, isn't
it?
It's quite nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
There were a lot of drunk people shouting stuff.
I feel like that's where I feel most comfortable.
Oh, great.
Because
thank God, because we felt awful afterwards.
Oh, no, I have some, that's why I've started throwing in like some Peter Andre to get the drunk people going.
And the Peter Andre was smashing,
yes.
I must say.
Top notch.
Thanks.
Smashing. So what are you going to, you're going to play, what's the song called that you're going to play?
Well, it's called I Don't, but I kind of want to change the name, but I'm not sure what to.
Let's decide when you play it.
Please
why don't
do.
You play it now, and then on the out of it, we will chat through and discuss.
Okie doke, right. Am I cool to take the headphones
off? Yeah, take your headphones off, babe.
Get a bit tangled.
Get yourself comfy. And then after this, we're going to play a little game with you. It's very quick, just a last request game. But take it away, my friend. Are you all ready to...
Sounds in tune. I've just had a gig, so it should be all right.
Oh, look at this.
Look at her go. Try
Crikey.
And stop her.
Okay. Okay, lovely. So we'll shut up now, won't we, Tom?
Yes.
Oh, no. Sorry, it's really out of tune.
No, we like it.
We like out of tune. It's jazzy.
It's very raw and authentic.
Chat amongst yourselves.
I would love to know how to tune a guitar because it looks really like badly. Something really cool that people do.
You need a keen ear.
Do you do it?
Oh yeah, I've been known to tune a guitar, Harriet.
Because you were in a punk band, weren't you?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah. Pop punk band, yeah.
Weirdo. Ooh.
Right, I think should be all right. Ooh. No one complain if it's a little bit out.
No, I'll never complain. We love you. We think you're great. We'd never complain.
Stop it.
Right, we're going to shut up now properly this time.
Things to end like this, no. I don't wanna be cruel, but seeing how things have played out, seems that there's no other way to. Gave you a chance and you blew it, took it with both hands and then you threw it away. And I've heard you out. It seems there's nothing better you can say. I know your words and you didn't mean them, but they came without reason. I don't care about you, at least not like I did. You should know better that I don't need this, I don't need this. I don't need this. Don't need the jealousy, don't need to test myself, and I sure as hell don't need your time. Thinking I can't be without you, I've been under that impression, forgetting you were never really mine. And I know your words, you didn't mean them, but they came without reason. I don't care about you, at least not like I did. You should know better that I don't need this, I don't need this. Oh, I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need. Don't need it. I don't need this. Don't need it. I don't need this. Don't need it. I don't need. I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need it. I don't need this. Don't need it. I don't need this. Don't need it. No, I don't need this. Cause I don't care about you, at least not like I did. And you should know better than to hurt me like this. Cause I don't need this. Oh, I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need this.
I'm so sad that's all we've got time for, but thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you for having me.
Come back again, we love you.
Oh, I will.
That was fantastic.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
With Nozza.
Joining me right now, Alfred Quantro of the Quantro Dynasty.
Hello, everybody.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
Or should say, bonjour, ça va?
Salut, ça va?
Okay, don't speak much more French because I won't understand. No, I can understand French, but only when I'm drunk.
Okay, perfect. After two glasses of Cointreau, you are fluent.
This is why we've got you here, so you can get me drunk and we can learn some French. It's lovely to have you in the studio. We're going to be learning a lot about Cointreau today. Plus, as I love to do, I've made a really fun game for us to play about alcohol, but we'll play that a little bit later. I wanted to first delve into your childhood, Alfred, because is it true you first tried Cointreau when you were 6 months old?
Alors, yes, we have a tradition in the family. It's the baptism's day, so we are around six months. The grandfather of the family give the baby bottle, and inside the baby bottle, we put just a dash of Cointreau. It's not too much, don't worry, but it's just like a tradition, and to give the first flavors of Cointreau when we are really young.
So do you think that's where it was born, your love for Cointreau? I mean, obviously it's in your veins.
Yes, exactly.
But it must be sort of like, that must be the start of the love.
We grew up with this brand. It's quite natural for my cousins, for my brother or my sister, and especially with my grandmother. She was like the teacher. And before each aperitif, before the lunch or the dinner, she taught us different cocktail, how to mix them. So it was really fun.
And at the moment, you've got normal Cointreau, and we've known that for it's been around for many, many years, and it features in so many cocktails.
Exactly.
Including some that you guys have. I mean, my favourite cocktail in the whole world is a margarita, and it is the perfect ingredient in a margarita, Cointreau.
Definitely, yeah.
But what is your favourite Cointreau cocktail?
Oh, that depends on the context. If
what
we are
time of day it is, yeah. Surely.
No, but that depends if the summer, the winter, that depends if I am with friend in a nightclub or if I have with my wife in a romantic dinner. I think you have an appropriate cocktail for each situation. And definitely with the weather that we have today, and because the summer already started, I think something long, refreshing with ice cubes should be appropriate.
Yes, lots of ice. Ice, and then I can just take it out and just rub it all over my body because that is the vibe of this weather. And you've released a new one, Blood Orange Cointreau.
Alors, yeah, you say the normal Cointreau. That does not mean the other Cointreau are not normal. The oldest Cointreau, if we can say, is Cointreau l'unique, because Cointreau is unique, is the perfect balance between sweet and bitter orange peels. But we are in the 21st century, even if we are old house, 168 years old, it's quite old, we keep a modern vision and we still innovate today. So 2 years ago, the previous master distiller of the house, of the Cointreau house, created something completely new, a new version and a really personal version for her about the orange, with oranges from France, from Corsica, the blood orange, Cointreau blood orange. So something more vibrant, more fruity than the unique Cointreau.
Ooh. So what would you say was the best way to drink blood orange Cointreau?
Today, with this weather, you put a glass of wine full of ice, and you pour 50 cranberry juice and 50 Cointreau blood orange.
Should we try it?
Allez.
I think we should.
Let's do it.
Let's have a go. We're gonna put together a little cocktail while we carry on chatting. I wanted to talk to you as well about the new Cointreau Fizz kit, which you can get in.
Okay.
It's now available in Selfridges. You can go and get a kit where you can make your own Cointreau Fizz.
Definitely. So as you said, Cointreau l'unique is the heart of a lot of classic cocktail, and one of those created in 1955 was the Cointreau Fizz. Cointreau lime sparkling water in a glass full of ice, really easy, really fresh. And what we wanted to do is to create something like a kit, a toolkit, with all the tools, all the glass, all the ingredients you need to mix this beautiful cocktail.
It's interesting, isn't it, that Cointreau is one of those alcohols that you can use as an additive to a cocktail, so like in a margarita, or it is its own flavour and you can just...
Like a base, yeah.
But it's proper flavour, you know, because it's obviously bursting with oranges. It really is a flavour of its own, you know? So it's not like a vodka where it's like, you know, it's just
exactly
vodka
that
is vodka.
Yeah, vodka, it's natural, so you do not have flavours.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's quite cool that it's like both a flavour and it's an additive. Definitely. That can be subtle as well as it can be sort of expressive.
Yeah, what we say is Cointreau is versatile. That means you can appreciate it neat, you can appreciate it on ice, you can appreciate it In cocktails with another spirit, in cocktail as a base, or also you can cook with Cointreau. So you have a lot of possibility to appreciate it.
I can imagine Cointreau goes really well with duck. Duck à l'orange, right?
Exactly.
My mum's favourite is actually to have it on its own. Okay. Just on its own with ice.
Parfait, you have a good mum.
Yes, she knows what she's doing. So when is the best time of day to drink Cointreau? Because obviously, as you said, it depends on the year, but is there a sort of time of day that you'd think, oh, that's like the perfect time, like a lunchtime drink or a dinner time drink?
Yeah. But what I like is before the lunch, to open the appetite, you know, around 11:30. 11.
Oh, yeah.
It's an early aperitif.
Yeah.
And at 11 a.m., that's the time of the day where your nose and your mouth are the more able to detect flavors.
Really?
It's the best period during the day, to the best timing to make tasting. So.
Oh, that's good to know. So between 11 and 11:30?
Yeah, 11:30.
So your taste buds are on. It's funny because in the UK, that is probably the time when everyone is eating the shittest stuff.
Okay.
You know, like, it's everyone is eating and drinking like the soft, like, fizzy drink or the chocolate or the something boring, you know, that, like, you never eat fun things at 11 o'clock unless it's brunch on a Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's good to know, everyone listening, start changing the way you eat, because 11:30 is the time for those taste buds.
Definitely. It's what we do at the distillery after the day after each distillation. Around 11 a.m., we have 60 employees of the distillery who come in a room and who make the tasting to make sure we have the right Cointreau.
Can I come and work at Cointreau?
When you want. The distillery is open.
Oh, okay, I'm going to come and live in... Because I think that's my dream, to live in France and to drink Cointreau at 11 a.m. I think that's the way I want to live my life from now.
Yeah.
Should we play a little quiz? And then after that, we'll try some Cointreau, right?
Let's do it.
Perfect. So... this game is amazing, so don't worry, but it's a bit stupid. I've called it Cointreau or False.
Cointreau or False.
So these questions are all related to cocktails, and I want you to guess. I've made up some names of cocktails, right?
Okay.
And I've also found some bizarre named cocktails, and I want you to guess if they're real.
Or not.
Okay. So, I mean, it's only a little joke, so don't worry if you don't get them, but they are the weirdest names. Even the real ones are pretty weird.
Okay.
Not like Cointreau Fizz, which sounds amazing. These things sound a bit strange. Okay, so first one, Fuzzy Navel, which is a mixed drink made from peach snaps and orange juice. True or false?
Oh, I think it's false, no?
True!
It's true, okay.
There is a drink named after your belly button. That's so weird, isn't it?
Cool. I didn't know.
Okay, this is the next one. The Winkle Picker. So, made of vodka, orange, and a little bit of Chambord to make it look like there's a Winkle Picker dipped into the drink.
True.
False.
False.
I made that one up.
I'm very bad to this game, huh?
Do they have... Yeah, but that's because these are ridiculous.
Okay.
And you are a serious, proper alcohol maker.
I'm a professional.
Yeah, exactly. See, I didn't even know the word for professional because I'm so unprofessional. Okay, a lonely island lost in the middle of the foggy sea, which is pineapple coffee and three types of rum.
Well, should be true.
Yes, it's
true. Yes, okay.
That's true because it's based on, I think, the Long Island iced tea, but they sort of made it a bit weird by putting coffee and loads of rum in it, which, by the way, is a big old drink, that one, isn't it? Do you like them, Long Island iced teas?
Well, if you want to go to party just after, yeah, it's a good cocktail. Yeah. But otherwise,
or go to bed straight after because...
Or go to bed.
Seriously.
No, to go to bed right after you have the Between the Sheets. Yeah. It's better.
Right, so up next we've got the SpongeBob Drink Pants, which is a bright orange drink made of any fruit juice and a mixture of gin and red wine.
Wow, I think it's wrong.
Yeah, I made that one up. I really enjoyed making the fake ones up.
Okay.
Because I had a lot of fun with myself making up fake cocktails. In fact, I might even market some of these afterwards. Up next, we have the Red-Headed Slut, which is a cocktail made of Jägermeister, peach-flavoured schnapps and cranberry juice.
Why should be true?
You think it's true?
Yeah.
Correct!
Good.
Of course they're going to call a drink a slut. Makes loads of sense. Rat's Relish. This is a cocktail with a piece of cheese on the top and it contains some sherry.
Tell me the name again.
Rat's Relish.
Well, that is it's a fake.
Yeah! And finally, we have Monkey Gland, which is a cocktail of gin, orange, grenadine and absinthe named after a surgical technique of grafting monkey testicle tissues into humans.
Oh, why? It's a fake.
No, that is true.
Ah, okay.
That is well, true, that's... Alfred. I'm sorry about that. And I'm sorry that I just had to said the word monkey testicle to you.
Yeah.
I apologise for that. But well done. You did. You won that game because you got more right than you got wrong.
Good.
Congratulations, Alfred Quantro.
Good job,
Beyonce says good job. So we're going to try some cocktails now, right? I've lucky enough to have tasted a lot of Quantro. And I have a bottle of blood orange of my own at home, which I'm yet to crack open. So maybe we can try the blood orange because that's the one I haven't tried yet.
Exactly. So the blood orange, up, you open it.
By the way, everyone listening, how cool is Alfred's accent? Everybody is thinking. Just when he said alors, then I was like, yeah, alors.
You have to pronounce the R.
Alors.
So, and to make 50-50, to make sure you make the same measure,
yeah,
you can pour it
at the same
time. In the same time.
Oh my God, this is 50-50.
50-50, easy.
Oh my God, the easiest cocktail in the world. Cointreau blood orange and cranberry juice, which, girls, good for you, drinking the cranberry juice.
Imagine you have a lot of ice cubes inside.
Yeah.
And if you want to add a slice of orange or something like that for the garnish, do not hesitate. So,
slice of orange.
Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Mm, smell good.
Can I try it?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this looks like a ruby glass of heaven.
The Cointreau rouge.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing. The blood orange, you can really taste it. It tastes like I'm drinking a blood orange. But
exactly.
but better than a blood orange, because sometimes blood oranges are quite tart.
Yeah.
But this is like sweet blood orange, you know?
Exactly.
But it's bitter as well.
With the cranberry, yeah, you had something, you have more fruitiness, a little bit more of smoothness as well, so that's good.
Oh God, guys, I wish you were here tasting this with me, because this is helping me a lot with this sunshine as well. I'm feeling like this is the vibe to drink.
And you see, we are not in a bar, we are not professional bartenders, and in just a few seconds we can mix delicious cocktails.
Oh. For anyone that hasn't tried Cointreau, I don't think that there is any reason why anyone could dislike it.
But that's why also I do this job. Huh? It's not because I am Alfred Cointreau. It's because I'm convinced of the unicity and the quality of the recipe itself. So you just need to put the liquid to the lips and you are convinced by the quality of Cointreau. So.
And then for Cointreau Fizz, how do we make it so that everyone at home knows how to do it? You can go and get the kits, and they're only £45, £44.99 from Selfridges. Yep. You can go and get if your mum likes Cointreau or something, go and get this kit, because Cointreau Frizz is so nice and you get absolutely everything in it, and it comes in a nice little wooden carrying French kind of case thing.
Exactly, it's a really nice gift.
Perfect summer gift.
Exactly. And or perfect to go to the garden when you have a picnic or stuff like that.
By the way, guys, it's my birthday on 8th of August. So anyone wanting to buy me a Cointreau Ultimate Summer Essential Fizz Kit, please do.
And everything, yeah, you have everything to mix a Cointreau Fizz. So as I already said, it's 5 cl, 50 ml of Cointreau.
Yeah.
Half of fresh lime juice. In a glass full of ice with and you fill up with sparkling water. And what you can do in this classic cocktail, you can add something you have in your kitchen, in your fridge or whatever. You can add it inside the cocktail to twist it and to put your personal touch.
Oh, yeah, so you can kind of put an orange or a lime,
exactly,
or whatever you have in there,
and
rolling around that bottom bit of the fridge.
Exactly.
That's a bit disgusting.
And what I like to do is to mix a Cointreau Fizz with the cultures of the countries that I visit. And in UK, you have the tea time culture.
We do.
Is really important. So what you can do is just to drop a tea bag that works with any type of tea in your Cointreau Fizz. And Cointreau L'Unique is 40%, so you have the infusion with the tea.
Well, there you go. You're bringing me so many useful facts today, Alfred. It's very, very important that I've learned all this stuff. Alfred Cointreau, thank you for joining us. Everybody, make sure you go and check out the Blood Orange Cointreau, because honestly, it's amazing. It's going to replace, well, I've already got one at home. It's going to definitely replace my spirits for this year, because it's so fruity and yummy. And you guys can head to Selfridges and get the Cointreau Fizz cocktail kit in the meantime if you want to get your mum a present, or you want to get me a present because my birthday's coming up. Alfred, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Please come back when you're next in the UK.
I will.
And enjoy your time in London.
Thank you. Au revoir.